SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
The Reserve Bank has held the official interest rate at 4.1% after raising it 12 times in the last 15 months. RBA Governor Philip Lowe said in his statement the decision to leave the cash rate unchanged was due to uncertainty around the economic outlook and seeking more time to assess the impacts of the previous interest rate hikes. The latest quarterly figures released last week showed annual headline inflation slowing to 6%. Dr. Lowe says inflation is still too high, but data is consistent with it returning to the 2-3% target range by 2025, although this may require further rate increases. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the data is a sign the government's cost of living measures are working to provide relief without adding to inflation.
This is a welcome reprieve for Australians who are already doing it tough enough. Order. Australians are still under the pump, even as inflation moderates and even after this decision today, Mr. Speaker. We know that inflation in our economy is coming off, but it's still too high. We understand and we acknowledge that.
But with thousands of homeowners expected to come off a fixed-rate home loan this quarter, the opposition has accused the government of not doing enough to prevent rate rises. Opposition Treasurer Angus Taylor says people are struggling with the cost of living.
Jim Chalmers can convince himself everything is okay, but the truth of the matter is there's enormous pain out there on the ground, with people facing enormous pressure in paying their mortgage, paying their electricity bill, paying their insurance bills, and of course just simply making ends meet. And we're seeing Australians working harder than ever for less, and real wages indeed going backwards.
Dr. Chalmers has responded, saying inflation and rate rises had begun under the previous coalition government.
When it comes to fixed rate mortgages, this is a substantial part of the pressure that a lot of Australians are feeling as a consequence of interest rates which started rising on their watch. The first interest rate rise in this cycle, which has put a lot of pressure on people, happened in May of 2022.
Member for Deakin.
When they were in government. And interest rates have continued to rise in ways that have put extra pressure on people. And we understand that, and we have acknowledged that throughout.
The RBA has also flagged it has not rapidly increased interest rates to keep unemployment low, which remained at 3.5% in the last quarter. But it has also forecast unemployment will rise gradually to around 4.5% late next year. The government is attempting to increase the rate of JobSeeker and other welfare payments to help the people that will have to turn to Centrelink. Economist Chris Richardson says the increased JobSeeker rate will help the increased number of people expected to go on to Centrelink payments.
It's been relatively good news on inflation in Australia, around the world in the last handful of months. It's starting to look as if economies won't slow all that much as they bring inflation under control. But chances are, yes, unemployment does go up from here. That higher unemployment benefit, long overdue, not enough, but very welcome.
The opposition says they will support the $56 a fortnight increase to JobSeeker, but will also move amendments to allow Centrelink recipients to work more hours before losing their welfare payments. The government will also reintroduce the $10 billion Housing Australia Future Fund bill to the lower house of parliament after it was blocked in the Senate. Angus Taylor has criticised the increased spending measures of the government, saying it is inflationary.
There's an enormous amount of work that still has to be done by the government. Back away from its toxic industrial relations legislation. Deliver on its energy promises of a $275 reduction. Don't go ahead with the spending that is being added. $7,000. $7,000 for every Australian since they came into government. All of this is heading in the wrong direction to meet those tests of getting back into the target range, keeping inflation there, and at the same time maintaining a strong economy.
Sophia Tarek, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.